So I'm pleased to hear about your stance on civil liberties, but there are two areas that still concern me. The first is, would you be committed to strengthening or widening freedom of speech and of expression, for example, for religious groups? And secondly, how do you react to the trend in airport security, for example, body scanners? That's just the price we have to pay.
On the body scanners front, I think the practical reality is we face a very difficult threat. That threat is going to be different. I think the latest for Detroit bomb was an entire new quantum in the I think first and foremost, the battle against the terror threat to our airlines will be won by ending the security mechanisms. I don't want us to profile individual ethnic groups and then stop and search every Muslim traveller, for example. That would be the wrong approach. What we should be looking out for is people behaving suspiciously. People from Warren, you may remember some years ago, actually there was an attempt to bring down an RL plane by a pregnant Irish woman who'd been persuaded to carry a bag on by her boyfriend. So you can't be certain of who you're looking for, but certainly evidence-based assessment of individuals is necessary, and I think we do need the latest scanner technology. I know there was the case in the papers a couple of weeks ago, but I really don't think that anybody has very much to fear from body scanners. I frankly would rather walk through a body scanner and know that my phone is safe than not do and discover it wasn't. In relation to the issues of the
freedom of speech.
I think there's been, as you know, extensive debates over this over the last few years. I think the dividing line is pretty straightforward. If your act, if what you're saying is likely to cause genuine hatred and happiness for other people, then you're crossing a line you shouldn't cross. If your comments are fair comments in a free and democratic society, then you should be able to make them. I think we were very worried about the way, and we debated intensively and voted against on a number of occasions some of the hatred-related laws that Rowan Atkinson said will lead to absurd legal situations where comedians can't tell jokes, for example. I think we need to allow people to have their own consciences. I personally always took the view that if you look at the case of should a Christian hotel owner have the right to exclude a gay couple from that hotel, I took the view that if it's a question of somebody who's doing a B&B in their own home, that individual should have the right to decide who does and who doesn't come into their own home. If they're running a hotel on the high street, I really don't think it's right to talk in this day and age that a gay couple should walk into a hotel and be turned away because they're a gay couple. And I think that's where the dividing line comes. Equally, I think people should be able to take part in the robust debate. They should be free to say, I don't want people to wear burqas in our society. That's a fair comment. You may agree with it, you may not disagree with it. Starts explaining the language that is, frankly, likely to motivate dislike.